The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Friday night football, Geelong and the Western Bulldogs from Marvel Stadium. Fueled by Apco Cafe 24-7, we've got you. Time to go inside the Cats camp. For the first time, we're joined by a man who we absolutely loved at K-Rock Football. When he was at the Cats, of course, he's been at the Demons for the past decade, firstly as a player in an off-field role. He's a premiership runner now to go with his two flags as an AFL player with the Cats, and he's joining us on K-Rock Footy tonight. We speak of Shannon Burns. He's alongside Jason Doherty.
Thanks, Kingy. Yes, Shannon's a bit worried about Neildy's questions, which will come shortly.
I wouldn't have thought so.
And he's also wanted to know actually where you're located, and it's interesting because I've not noticed it myself before, but you're actually sitting above the anti-social behaviour sign, which really is quite apt for our commentary box. But Shannon, welcome to K-Rock Football. Just wanted to touch on Zane Williams. We spoke before the break about him with Daniel Menzel coming to the club from a development perspective and a looking after perspective. He's obviously coming to the club, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and then straight into it. How does that work for you as the club?
We got him in straight away. He was keen as mustard to get over here. So, yeah, like you say, he was drafted on the Wednesday night, and he was in on Thursday morning, first thing Thursday morning. Picked him up from the airport, and I'm probably a bit biased. He's one of my favourites already as a small forward coming in. We bonded pretty much straight away and agreed that half-back was the easiest position on the ground and half-forward's the hardest. And, I just know that he's got the right attitude right from the start, so it was great.
Obviously, some work with Tyson Stengel at Woodville West Torrens, and obviously Dan Menzel, who we just spoke to as well. So he obviously knows a little bit about the club and what's the expectation for him.
Yeah, Woodville would be dirty on the Cats, I think. We've taken Tyson and then we've taken their best small forward again. He's done a lot of work with Dan Menzel, so he was he spoke very highly of him and the guidance he's been giving him while he's been playing in the pocket beside him. So he's been playing with some good players already, but I reckon he was still a little bit starstruck on that first morning, just walking through as a young Cats supporter to come in for your first day at the club. You could see him just get lost in Tommy Hawkins' eyes there at one point.
Shannon, good to be talking to you. Kingy up in the box with Benny Cass and Neil D. Firstly,
hi boys.
Welcome back to the club. Great to have you back. What lured you back to Geelong after such a successful stint at the Demons?
It's always been home, Kingy. It's always been home. There was a number of things, really. My family's at a good stage now. My oldest is about to go on to school next year. I've got a 2.5-year-old daughter, so we wanted to work out where we wanted to settle down, and I'm a big fan of Geelong, and bringing up a family in that sort of community. Nothing against Melbourne, but I'm a country kid at heart, and Geelong's got that feel for me. And, like I said, it's... I've played in a couple of flags here. I don't say that too often, do I, boys? But
how many?
In two. You got a bit of pull around Geelong, don't you? When you've done that. No, that's not the reason I came back. But I've got a few old teammates here, and James Kelly was coming back at the same time. Matty Egan, who I greatly respect, and those boys were keen to have me come back, and I was more than happy to do that.
A real shake-up in the off-field. Obviously, we know the departure of a lot of the assistant coaching staff and a lot of the off-field staff, similar to roles that you're in. How's it all sort of bonded over the last 6 or 7 months with so many new faces?
Well, like I said, a few of those guys are a couple of my best mates, so... It's been easier transition for me to come back, and there's still a few of my ex-teammates that are running around. I've got about 6 ex-teammates that are here. So I guess from my perspective, it was an easier transition than most. And obviously Scotty knows Cal really well. He's been working with Grigor, and Nige was there when all of us were there previously. So while they're new faces, they're old faces and familiar faces at the same time. So... there's new ideas coming from other clubs, and that's what you want. You don't want the same old every year, and I think those boys like Cal and Ego, like I spoke about, have brought in some good, fresh ideas, and I'm sure you've seen a bit of a different way to the way the Cats have gone about it this year, that's for sure.
Shannon, Neildy here. Good luck tonight, mate.
Yeah, well, is that your question, Neildy? Or a statement? Thank you.
Yeah. No, well, it's not. It's not that often the person who's about to be asked the question's already been prepped. But anyway, we'll worry about that later.
No worries.
Hey, listen, mate. The last 2 weeks, two good wins, and a lot has been spoken and written about the work around the contest. It's also been really good defensively. Like, I don't think either of the Adelaide sides got above 60 points. Now, Bulldogs, a little bit different in the way they move the footy. Is there much modification to your defensive system coming up against the Bulldogs on what will be probably a faster deck than Cadinia Park?
Yeah, well, I think the faster deck's probably the biggest thing that is a concern for most teams when they come and play here, because if you do make a mistake, it does zing to the other end really quickly. Having said that, like, we're pretty confident in the boys that we've got down there in controlling that. Tommy Stewart's a pretty handy player, as most of you would know, and he's pretty strong at controlling and making sure that they don't get too high so they can be beaten over the back really easily. But I think what tonight's going to come down to is that contest, because whichever way it comes out, it's going to be it's going to be hard work for the other team to turn it over from there.
Yeah, just with the personnel, look, obviously, yes, we have been really pleased, I suppose, to watch Tom Stewart play. It's amazing, and his game last week was unbelievable. Whether or not Luke Beveridge will give him that space, but he reads the play really well. Another player back there that we often talk about, it's in that category of almost Mark Blitzars. We used to say, where's he going to play? Now it's like Mitch Duncan. He appears to be really comfortable playing that high half back role. Is that something that you can see probably continuing for the rest of the year?
Yeah, well, like you say, he's a bit of a utility, and he can go anywhere. So to say that we'll play him in one spot for the rest of the season would be a bit remiss of me, because he seems to be a bit of a Mr. Fix-It and can go anywhere, a bit like Blitz. So it's handy to have those players that can go back and not only just fill the role but play it really well. He uses the footy as well as anyone and just gives us really great field position. So if he is back there, we know we're going to get the ball, used well from the back line, but it's also handy to have someone in the midfield that can hit up our forwards.
Shannon, we're getting a massive wind-up, but we'll ask you next time we get you on. Apparently your wedding dance was extraordinary.
Yeah, I made it all about me, Neil. You'd be surprised about that. I had about 3 minutes dedicated to my moves, and then I brought the wife in for the finish. So I'll put some highlights up on the website or something for her.
We'll let you go, Shannon. We've got to go into a meeting. Good to talk, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Best of luck tonight.
Always a pleasure, boys. Thanks very much.
Shannon Burns joining us there. Great to have him back on K-Rock Footy.
The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.